This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. The book is Random Poems for Random Times, and the author is Kimberly Patterson. This book is designed to help readers feel connected to a deeper source of light, knowledge, and peace. It gives readers a chance to feel, think, and ponder in the trials of everyday life, and it gives guidance on how to manage them a little better without feeling hopeless or alone. The author, who was born and raised in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is Kimberly Patterson, and this is her first published book. Happy to have Kimberly join me now here on Speaking of Writers. Kimberly, welcome to this program.
Hi, thank you so much, Mr. Richards. Thank you.
So, Kimberly, what led you to this book of poems?
Yes, interesting you ask. So I actually have a sister who is a spiritual leader, spiritual guider in our family, and she published a book called Answer Key, and it was very inspiring for me. And then the following day she published it, I had a dream that I would actually publish a book of poems and that it would be called Random Poems, Random Times. I had a vision of how it looked and wanted to be included in it. And I've been writing poetry since I was in ninth grade.
Let's talk about your background a little bit. I mentioned born and raised in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes.
Talk a little bit more about your background.
Well, I'm from the South. So, being in the South, we love crawfish. We're very God-fearing people, which is also what inspired me to write the book as well, because being that we're God-fearing people, we want to be able to make sure that we can connect with God on a deeper level through more than just our faith, And there's an artist, Nicki Minaj. She inspired me. Her name, her album is called Pink Friday 2, and there's a song called Blessings. And it just talks about her experience being an artist and how she came to know that God exists. And I just wanted to share that light with other people. And being here in the South, it kind of still is a racist place at times, but I feel my book will be able to help break those barriers of racism and lean more into the Malayan culture.
You went to LSU.
Yes, sir. I currently attend LSU for sociology and Spanish. I'll be graduating with my Bachelor's of Science in May.
Also, the Army National Guard, I read too.
Yes, I've been in the Army National Guard since I was 17, joined fresh out of high school, inspired from a friend who was currently deployed. I love my job. I love what I do. I'm a supply specialist. I've deployed all over Louisiana to help with stateside hurricanes. It's been an amazing experience, and I definitely will retire with them and be in it for a long one.
So this book, Random Poems for Random Times, by the way, it's available at writersrepublic.com, deals with a number of issues in these poems. Let's start with mental health. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, I'm very excited to talk about mental health. So this book is me being vulnerable. I've struggled with mental health since I was about 14. Having my first panic attack at 14, which stemmed from, I would say, growing up in a trauma-raised household and just knowing how to navigate life as a teenager. I also was diagnosed with encephalitis when I was 4, which left me with partial brain damage. And so, my frontal lobe was damaged, and I'm not able to process information the way certain people do, like a normal person does. Mine is a little, like, I like to say, broken in pieces of chains, and you have to put them together to kind of connect the words. And so that's what inspired me. I've been to a mental hospital. It's not a pretty sight, but I know that for me, mental health is important, and I've made that a big part of my life today. Like, I attend counseling. I encourage my spouse to go to counseling. I encourage my mom to go to counseling. I'm a big advocate for counseling because I feel it really does help. And mental health is one of those things where you can't see it, but it's there. It's so real. Many people struggle, and they're afraid to say that they have those issues because I know personally those issues can be confusing, misleading. A lot of times people say things like, oh, Jeffrey Dahmer was a serial killer. He was mentally ill, but nobody did anything to help him get over that mental illness, right?
Yeah, very true. Managing emotions and the importance, Kimberly, of managing emotions.
Yes. So going into that point, a long time ago, I was always like the person who bottled my emotions in this like tight little space. And I realized when you bottle things up, you don't give them room to do anything. I imagine a Coca-Cola bottle, when you open it and you like shake it up. Let's say you didn't shake it up, it would open fine and nothing would fizz out. But if you leave it bottled up like that and don't shake it, it's stagnant. But once you shake it up and move it, it's able to like expand and you're able to grow, if that analogy makes any sense. So when you bottle your emotions in, you're not able to grow. You deny yourself the growth because you don't talk about those emotions. And I know a lot of people who are very emotionally immature. My last relationship just ended because of an emotionally mature spouse. And he wasn't able to handle those emotions and be like, okay, yes, I'm mad at you, but instead of acting with anger, I'm gonna find better ways to act in a normal fashion. And also a writer herself, Brené Brown. She inspired me. I read her book. She writes some really good books, and one of them is Becoming Vulnerable. And in that book, it talks about self-love and just managing your emotions and knowing that you have the power. And you can only give people so much power. You only give them the power that they can't take nothing from you, basically. You give that power to them. They can't just take that power. No one makes you feel inferior to another.
What about feeling vulnerable?
Yes, feeling vulnerable is all about putting yourself out there, no matter the circumstance. I feel like a lot of artists stem from this. Like my ex also writes music, and he has to be vulnerable. He has to put his music out there, and everything he makes might not be good. He might not have the best voice to another person. His beats might not get received. So being vulnerable for me, writing this as an author, I was afraid at first because I was like, "What if people don't like what I have to say?" Then I realized it's about what I want to say. I'm putting myself online. I'm giving people information about what I've been through, what I've done, and how to overcome it. And when you become vulnerable, you open up room for change as well. Vulnerability is all about change, all about growth, all about moving forward. You can't move backwards. I mean, you can't move forward with being stuck backwards. Or like, in other words, you can't live in the present while living in the past. You have to be able to have that vulnerability and become that person that you want to become.
We all have flaws, and it's
Correct.
important to accept your flaws, right?
Yes, and that's also something that Brené Brown talks about a lot. Loving yourself regardless of where you are, accepting your flaws. And then for me, I also have health issues. That's a possibility I might have lupus. So I gained some weight recently. And even then I had to realize, okay, yes, I might have gained weight, but that doesn't make me less valuable. I'm still a child of God. God still loves me, still sees me. And just being vulnerable and letting people know, hey, your journey is your own. You get to make your journey. And I'm also going on a self-care journey as well as we speak. And I've been growing and learning, and just knowing that you are enough is enough for me to get by.
And creating happiness, being happy.
Yes, being happy is all about choosing to be happy. I believe happiness is a choice. We are free to choose eternal life. We are free to choose eternal death. We are free to choose. We make our own decisions. God gave every man agency. We are our own stewardship. So when it comes to choosing happiness, you create your own happiness. If you're in a situation and you aren't happy, my advice is get out of it, but make your own happiness. My mom always told me, do whatever it takes to protect your peace, because you're the only person that's going to care about your peace at the end of the day. No one else does. This is a selfish, coldest world. You got to protect your own peace. You got to say, yesterday was bad, but today can be better. I'm going to create my own happiness because I want to do it for myself. And also comes with self-love as well.
What was the, I mentioned earlier, this is your first published book, Random Poems for Random Times by Kimberly Patterson. What was the feeling like when you got this book published?
It's been a long time coming, I'll admit, because I'm also in school, and school can be really tough being in college and the national balancing it all. So once I published this book, I felt really accomplished. I was like, wow, I can do anything. This is so great. And it took me a couple of years to get there, but now I just feel like the success is gonna come. And even with this interview, it took me a long time to get the money to actually have this interview, because I'm a single person. And living is hard. The cost of living goes up every single day. So I felt really accomplished, really determined, really like this was something that was meant to happen, because it did happen. And here I am today, still doing it. And like, even I have a website and things that took time to create. I had to be patient with myself to know that the website will come. These things that you want will come in due time, but you have to have patience.
What's been the reaction of your family and friends to this book of poems?
My family loves it. My friends, I have two friends who are writers. We kind of like a write. It's kind of like a group thing. We both write. We all write. They publish books first, and so they inspired me to publish my book. And my friend Alicia, she published her book. It's called Finding Sanity, and that book really taught me the value of my life and that I could do what I set my mind to. So they were really proud. And all of my friends, nobody ever knew that I struggled with mental health because of how I carried myself. All my friends were very shocked to say, "Oh, she struggled with mental illnesses." I had no idea.
So you got this book published. What's next for you and your writing?
Well, for me, my writing, I'm still writing to this day. I've been kind of busy, but I do plan to publish more. I will be publishing more through my website, which is you can find on my Instagram page. My Instagram name is KPATT, and then I have another page for my book. It's just the name of the book with the underscore in the middle of the four. I plan to definitely produce more books and, get my royalties up once I become established. I'm also selling health and life insurance to work for that money to become one of the greatest writers of all time. I don't know if you know Henry David Thoreau, but I want to be very phenomenal in this era, and I want to inspire so many people.
So, Kimberly, do you want to stick with poetry or want to move into fiction, maybe?
I think I'll stick with poetry for now. Fiction is a good option as well. My dad passed away. It's almost been a year. It'll make a year on the 21st of February. One of my brothers is writing a nonfiction book about him, a memoir. And so I might include some of my excerpts about my dad in there because I've written a lot of poems about my dad as well. He was born in the slavery time, 1935, where blacks and whites didn't get along. And he was also very inspiring for me to write and publish this book. So I would probably do something like nonfiction or memoirs.
All right, she is Kimberly Patterson, Random Poems for Random Times. And finally, Kimberly, what would you like readers to take away from this book?
I would like readers to gain their own experience about their life. I want readers to know that reading this book doesn't mean that their life is going to be easier by reading my book or by saying, "Hey, I know her. She's a famous poet." That doesn't make my life easier. The girl who gave the speech at the inauguration, the poetry, phenomenal poem. But that doesn't mean her life is easy. So I want readers to know, even though this book may give you courage, find your own happiness, because at the end of the day, it's all about what you want. How about you? It's about how you choose to live, what you want, and how you're gonna go out there and get it. And my therapist gave me a good analogy. He was like, if you wait for motivation, you won't ever get anywhere. He said, waiting for motivation is like setting a GPS to Houston and never getting in the car. You'll never get to Houston, right? You'll stay exactly where you are. So I want every reader to know that you are strong, you are enough, you are a child of God, you are loved in every way. He sees you, he hears you, I see you, I hear you, and I love you as well. Thank you.
Great advice. Kimberly Patterson, the book is Random Poems for Random Times, her first published book. It is available at writersrepublic.com. Kimberly, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Mr. Richards. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
Bye
And
bye.
this is Speaking of Writers.